Listening to Radio Statler here at the Hope Conference, and it's quite a night. We're having a good time here, and a lot of great people, a lot of interesting conversation, a lot of silly conversation. We're going to listen to some music right now, and this is actually a track about hacking, and having a little bit of fun with someone. This is called Hacker Proof. Stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Marquis Simmons. I was hoping to speak to the person that handled the website. The current SSL due to expire, and also you need Hacker Proof. Again, I said that SSL due to expire soon. On the 17th of March, we're currently running a promotion for your Hacker Proof and your SSL. Let's get in contact with you. Callback number is 908-376-0145, extension 4421. And that's 908-376-0145, extension 4421. My name is Marquis Simmons. Hope to speak to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I received a phone message about something LLS.
Oh, SSL certificate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is that?
It's, what is it? The SSL does protect the website from being compromised, keeps it from being hacked.
Oh, I hacked?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want anything hacked.
Yeah, it does. It keeps it from being hacked.
How does it keep it from being hacked? What does it do?
What it does is it keeps any type of information encrypted. That's on your website. All the SSL certificate is the encryption. It comes with 2048 numbers and letters. With the 2048 bit root key, the There's no way they can get into that. No way. This is no, yeah, there's no way they can break into your computer. Vulnerability, we fix it right then and there. Daily scan. That's whatever. Look, I'm not stupid because I'm a SF provider, so I can pull up this who is information, see who he is, and see if he's a legitimate business. Look, I'm not stupid. I'm going to keep you hacker proof. It's called hacker proof. Get them to say a bunch of stuff. They're pretending to be someone that they're not.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess they call it social engineering. That's crazy, man. So they can call you on the phone, and then they'll pretend that they're someone else, and you wouldn't even know it.
Can't tell. You can't even tell.
Do hackers ever try to call you?
Hackers? No. They know not to call you.
They're scared of you, man.
Yeah,
because you got the hacker-proof thing to the website, so they're not going to call you. They're afraid of you, man.
They're not going to
call you, and they're not going to try to do that, what do they call it, the social engineering thing. They're not going to call you and try to...
They're not going
to
do that. No.
They're not going to call you and try to pretend they're a customer.
No, they know better than that.
Oh, they do. Those hackers,
they know better than that.
They know better than that, yeah.
It's called hacker.
I gotta go. I'm on my lunch break. I'm the janitor here, and I gotta get back to work. So,
all right. I'm gonna show you. For me to give you that third year, I'm gonna need that order number from you. Okay. You got an email address?
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Call me back. Okay. And the extension 4421. Okay. Okay. I'll call me back, Marquis Simmons from Commode SSP Certificates.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. by subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was. The missile guidance computer scenario works as follows. Because a variation has modified some of the information the missile has obtained, it is not sure just where it is. However, it is sure where it isn't, within reason, and it knows where it was. It now subtracts where it should be from where it wasn't, or vice versa. And by differentiating this from the algebraic sum of where it shouldn't be and where it was, it is able to obtain the deviation and its variation, which is called error.
Thank you. We'll be right back. If the music you hear sounds a little peculiar, it is because
God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can
God be? The sound of F-U-T. Yeah.
Then he could do all of his stuff in the right places.
There is a real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
You kids at home can do this too.
You gotta do that and no one has any songs, and if they do, they all suck anyway.
We don't see what the problem really is.
Every day of the year, people are looking for relief from the negative, ungodly influences of media.
Enemy present.
If it don't get done, then I'll move on it.
I expected civil war, and I got teamwork.
Cultural weight of different sounds.
Merry Christmas!
How may I help?
Don't you remember the eighth commandment?
Yes. Thou shalt not steal.
Is he a technological shaman or prankster attempting to turn music inside out in an effort to explore the surreal collective experience of our culture?
We should control what happens to our music. Give it away.
We're not going to be a passive consumer of all this information that we keep getting shoved into our brain.
Sample. Copyright infringement.
Copyright law into disrespect, and it brings law generally into disrespect. If one has a system which makes common activities wrong in the eyes of the law, and yet everybody is doing it, then you begin to wonder, is law worthy of respect?
You know something?
Everything about it is appealing.
You know something?
Stealing.
You don't need any of this.
I'd like...
Sick. We are now able to capture resonances and use them to our advantages.
Call now for the free William Shatner. Call 1-800-487-3483, 1-800-7800. Then decide if you want to call.
Severe groin pain as a bonus.
The kids dogs love to fight.
The doors are always open. The door is closing.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
So
hell, when you chew for 20 minutes, extra sugar-free gum starts attacking teeth.
The hammer.
I'll say it again.
The hammer.
Translation, it's hammer time.
There it is.
It's right over there. It's on sale, too.
Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. All right, sweetheart, bye.
The problem, of course, is that you haven't picked up the telephone and called us yet.
They say Billy Ray Cyrus is...
It's are hot, fresh, and just for you.
I pity the fool don't remember that.
America's
brainwashed.
America's
golden fluffle.
America's
ask for the dealing with deaf children.
Makes your hair look disturbing. We refuse to be responsible.
Real green, a little dabble do ya.
Experience.
I trust you to invest some of your own Social Security money for
corrupt sexual desires.
For sale.
I believe we need to encourage personal responsibility.
You wish we were alone in the universe.
The price is still among the very lowest on the market.
What's extra fun in you and everything you do?
Product, we sat them down, we had them try our product.
And you grabbed them and talked
and
to them.
And we just stopped them. It's amazing.
The more energy, the less energy.
And at a fraction of the cost of the leading brand.
There is no faster, safer, and better way to whiten your
children. How many licks does it take?
Blow my horn again.
Yay,
yeah, bye. Bye. Bye.
Now, what if you had the freedom to take only what you want?
And the intention of being a free.
Yes.
We got a great fix. We're saving a truckload of gas. Get ready.
Change. Change.
All he sees is you.
He... I'd like.
Snuggles Concentrate, and that's actually a compilation or a concentrate of songs from the group, the art group Snuggles, who has done a lot of culture jamming work and put out several releases that deal with copyright and intellectual property in music. And they were inspired by Negative Land. And actually, the group started out as fans of Negative Land on their email list. And then they started putting out their own stuff dealing with issues like that. So let's keep the music going. This is Radio Statler, and it's 4:32 in the morning. We're going to continue doing culture jamming music, music that's interesting, to say the least. Let's start out with this next set with Let's Play a Game.
Okay, everybody, now we're going to play a game. Okay, well, first off, you have to go out of the room. When you come back in, you're going to guess what kind of animals we're pretending to be. Okay, ready, everybody? Huh? Suppose first we'll be pigs, huh? Wow. Pigs? Hey, and listen, you kids at home can do this too. Everybody get down on the floor and crawl around and oink like a pig, huh? Okay, ready everybody? Huh?
Money and prestige and power are the game we play.
Where are the books?
If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be here.
to the books.
If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be here.
Upstairs. Montag, you stay here. See, it's no good, Montag. We've all got to be alive. You must burn the books, Montag.
Your friend's friend, however alien and peculiar they may seem to you. Whatever's that?
Darling, it's not a book.
That's what it is, it's a novel.
Darling, it's not a book.
That's what it is, it's a novel.
What, a book? Oh, you mustn't, it's against the law.
Quiet, sit down and listen.
All those words, idiotic words, evil words that hurt people. Until you get to where the book people are.
The good people?
The book. The book people. You're not heard of them.
This is my house. Mm-hmm. That's right. Novel not nice. What did Montag hope to get out of all this print? Happiness? What a poor idiot you must have been. Novels aren't nice. What did Montag hope to get out of all this print? Happiness? What a poor idiot you must have been. This gibberish is enough to drive a man mad. Thought you could learn from these how to walk in the waters. Did you? Montag must learn to think a little. Consider how all these writings, all these recipes for happiness, disagree. Now let this heap of contradictions burn itself out. This is your special book. It's got to be burned with the others, and you're under arrest. This is your special book. It's got to be burned with the others, and you're under arrest.
Gosh, your daughter, son. I've got no business to be there.
Are you interested in Plato's Republic?
Well, I am Plato's Republic. I'll recite myself for you whenever you like.
Thank you very much. Now here's Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. And here's The Corsair by Byron. She used to be married to a chief of police. Now that skinny fellow is Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Where's Alice through the looking glass today? She should be somewhere about. Ah, now there's The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. He ate his book so they couldn't burn it. Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett.
nothing from this world. That's nothing from this world. We can say that the recent sightings are in no way connected with any secret development by any agency of the United States.
With all due respect to the Air Force, I believe that some of them will prove to be of interplanetary origin.
We in the Soviet Union are interested in exchanging information on UFOs and extraterrestrials.
It was wingless, a disc some 70 feet in diameter, 15 feet thick at the center, your average run-of-the-mill flying saucer. It displayed a level of technology far beyond anything I had seen on the Earth then and now.
It was a saucer. We saw it. We heard it, both of us. What more do we need to know?
George Adamski claimed direct contact with blonde-haired aliens who took him to the moon and Venus.
A sliding door opened, a ramp was extended, and out came three aliens.
It is here, on a quiet residential street, that a person known to us only as Ed spotted a strange object floating above his house. Ed snapped five photographs that day and changed his life forever.
Flying saucers are real, period. Are real, period. Are real, period.
A Swiss farmer, Billy Meyer, claimed to have had direct contact with an extraterrestrial group from the Pleiades star system.
And then a very strange telepathic conversation took place. They said, "Don't be afraid. We won't hurt you."
We're down here in Florida, where we've assembled a whole town full of people who say they've seen the UFO that's haunted this community since last November.
That's nothing from this world.
The UFO was calculated to have been traveling faster than 30,000 miles an hour.
Four people reported seeing the aliens. Six reported blue beams coming from the UFO, and 10 have reported periods of missing time.
How many people in this room tonight have seen a UFO? Raise your hands, please.
Your average run-of-the-mill flying saucer. Flying saucer. Flying saucer.
And there was a beeping the entire time, a deafening beeping that I still hear in my mind at night. Fire was coming out of the bottom like a blowtorch. It lifted up and then flew over the trees.
It was a saucer. We saw it. We heard it, both of us. What more do we need to know?
EWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Aries 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
I hope you're ready for us to name some very important parts of your body, explain where you came from as a baby, and understand what are some of the differences between boys and girls. The important parts of your body as a boy are not all seen on the outside. Here is a list of some of the important words used to describe these important parts: penis, testicles, cervix, bathtub and soap, basketball, football and hockey, bladder, testicles, fallopian tube, and freedom to drive an automobile. The grown-up male body is capable of producing substances that are waste products, and perhaps you already know how exciting it is, and all that happens along with it should be exciting. penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle. Penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis,
take it off, testicle. I'll take it off.
Testicle, penis.
I'll take it off.
Testicle, penis.
I'll take it off.
Testicle, penis.
I'll take it off.
Testicle,
I'll take it off.
Testicle, penis.
I'll take it off.
Testicle. But what do these organs do? First, you will notice hair starting to grow under your arms and around your full-sized dog or cat. They should not be confused with each other just because they come out of the penis. Third, your penis is one long continuing problem. Your penis and testicles will also grow larger. You may be thinking, boy, that would be great. Penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis. But what about your mind? Nearly everyone can picture the shape of his cow's head as you look at it from the front. This is the shape of the average boy's wife. Of course, I must say, that is much smaller than a cow's head. Body starts to make the semen, 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 body starts to make the semen. Penis, testicle, penis, testicle, penis, testicle. It is important to know how you were born. Start with a husband and wife, father and mother. Father has an automobile. Father starts to drive down your street where it fastens itself to the wall of the uterus and grows into a baby. It's that simple. Feed your body every day with food. You feed your mind with the things you see, hear, and experience. You don't starve him, you feed him. We've said something about feeding the body. But if you stuff yourself with food, any kind of food, you'll get sick.
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation. The variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is